Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McKusick, and we're back for the offense matchups show in this huge divisional game against the Bills. And joining me, of course, as always, is my co-host, Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back for the offensive show for the Bills matchup, this divisional game that we've been waiting for a long time. Had a real good defensive show going over some things like the Bills inside receivers versus the Ravens middle of the field coverage, looking for them to shut down Shakir and their tight ends. And then also the Ravens inside pass rush versus the Bills interior protection.
A lot of focus on the inside linebackers in this game and what they'll do to try and contain Allen, to make life difficult for Allen as a possible, and to cover some of those receiving threats in the middle of the field, whether they're coming out of bunch formation and causing trouble, as we saw against Kansas City in week one, or one of the two talented running backs. Ray Davis had a concussion this last game. Not sure if he'll play, but Ty Johnson also had that great reception in the back of the end zone. They present a different level of receiving threat from running back than the Ravens normally face. Also looked, of course, at that IDL matchup for the Ravens and how significant that could be, as the Bills may, particularly in difficult weather, line up and really go heavy against the Ravens, which I actually think plays into the Ravens' favor. We can talk about that at another time. But one of the big things was that it may force Teron Johnson, who had the big interception return, of course, 4 years ago in the divisional game, off the field if the Ravens, we'll talk about this a little bit later in the episode.
Yep. Anyway. So moving on to the offense for my first matchup, I have the Ravens offensive line versus the Bills defensive line. This is where the game starts, and this is where it's won. I expect the Ravens have the advantage, slight advantage right now. The Bills D-line is a little underwhelming, to say the least. They don't have really anybody to break a game like a Chris Jones or a Matt Ibike. They're really by committee. They still have Von Miller on the edge, but aging Von Miller on top of that. I'm expecting a strong game from Rosengarten. The whole right side, I'm expecting a strong game. He looked really well against TJ Watt, who didn't record a single stat last week, which is something that's not easy for a rookie, to say the least. I don't know how we're going to handle no man protection in terms of pass concepts. I don't expect us to throw the ball that much this game anyway due to weather, but when we get into those situations, I have confidence that we can hold up with a five-man protection and make sure we can utilize our guys outside in the routes. But I really want to see this offensive line take control of the game. That would help us win the snap count and keep the defense off the field, meaning Josh Allen off the field as well. And that gives the defense time to really game plan for what the Bills are going to do next offensively. So giving us that time possession, giving us those extra possessions is going to be crucial when the offensive line dominates on Sunday.
Yeah, it's certainly something where the Ravens have a couple of options in their bag too. I'll go on to my second one because it's closely related. It's winning the chess match with heavy personnel. So the Ravens used extraordinarily heavy personnel against the Steelers for starters, 2.39 tight ends plus fullbacks plus OL6 per play. That's 2.39 of your five eligible receivers committed to that instead of being wide receivers. Tight for starters, just in the most general sense, tight ends make defensive packaging much more complicated. For the Ravens specifically, they add a lot to the run game. So we've seen Isaiah Likely be very effective in level two and three in particular, yep, as a run blocker. Some of the big plays, and Andrews had a big block on the 87-yard run in the first game against the Bills, getting up to level two and really making the big buck that allowed Henry to go 87 yards untouched on that play. They, as soon as you put 12 or 13 personnel on the field, and I'm including Ricard in that group, even though he can be in the backfield or he can be in line, but you put 12 or 13 personnel on the field, they're immediately forced into decision-making about whether they want to stay with a nickel and be a little light or go heavier and go to base defense. The Bills are not a team that gets out of the nickel very commonly. They're a committed nickel team at level two with Milano and Bernard, and they're going to stay that way. I don't think they'll change in this game. But if they go to the base defense, and the Ravens can force it, if they put a sixth offensive lineman on the field, as they did 15 times, actually 16 times this last week, 15 times Jones and once Cleveland, then they can actually dictate Teron Johnson, their you know, quality slot corner, to come off the field entirely. Because you can, there's only two changes you can make. And I went over this in the defense episode, but it's worth going over a second time. You've got two ways you can respond to get heavier or go to three defensive linemen when the other team goes to a sixth offensive lineman. You almost always would want to do that. Way number one is to take a weak side linebacker off the field or a linebacker off the field and go with what I call a jumbo nickel. Other people around the NFL often call it penny. I don't like it because that really kind of makes the coinage not right, but like jumbo nickel is the most descriptive way I can put it. The other way, which is the absolute 98% of the time, well, 95% of the time, this is probably the way NFL teams adjust to it, is to take the slot corner off. And so if you want to be that guy in your section who can identify defensive changes like that, you know, first down, the team will often be in base defense. If you see one of those big guys waddling off the field and then a slot corner spryly coming on the field, you just notice that one change. You go, oh, they're moving to nickel now. And the people around you, if they're you know, at the 20th percentile of football understanding, will certainly be impressed by you. Anyway, that change is typically one the Ravens would, I think the Ravens would love to keep Teron Johnson off the field. I think their interior, the Buffalo interior defensive linemen are weaker defensive players. They're not big. And I think the other really important thing is any stretching you can do of the interior defensive line snaps for the Bills is a very positive thing if you end up winning snap counts. If you have a good game, you're moving the football 3, 5, 8, 9, you know, yards kind of thing, and you are getting first downs consistently, not doing it by explosive plays. That certainly could be the way it ends up here, but you're having some nice long drives. It really magnifies that snap count win. You can get the defense very tired, and they might start looking like the Steelers
of Cam Hayward.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. He had a lot of trouble with Patrick Queen. If your defensive linemen start looking like Patrick Queen, you're in a lot of trouble. Yeah. But you know, the other component of this, obviously, with the heavy personnel, is that you've got to include absolutely every element that you have in your offensive playbook to be used as a potential run scheme. Okay. So you need to show all the misdirection, and this was a big part of last week's thing. You need to use Keaton Mitchell on the field as a misdirection option from the outside. Maybe you need to use Sims again in that same role. Yep. They went to Sims instead of Mitchell this last week. Mitchell didn't play a single snap at running back. But you need to commit completely to Jackson runs and Jackson read options, because that is your most powerful element of scheme that will still work in this weather.
Yep. And I think, the Ravens should continue running the jet sweep. The Bills have an issue protecting against the jet sweep. I think every team that's ran jet sweep against them this year has had success. I think running that again this year, just one time, will open up the defense just that much more. Like, they already put it on film last week. If they do it again, now the defense is just going to be conscious. And I don't know if the Bills can match up, like if they keep Teron Johnson on the field when we have 6 offensive linemen. Teron Johnson is a great player, but I don't think. Go ahead.
He's overmatched in the run game. I was just gonna ask a simple question about the jet motion here. Given the weather,
yep,
would you be an under or over at 1.5 for number of jet plays of both sorts, jet toss or jet sweep? From a motioning player.
Gives or just the motion?
No. Oh, hopefully there'll be a lot of motion, because you have that misdirection. But I'm saying actual touches, mm-hmm, whether by pass or run on.
I would say minus 1.5, because one is enough in this weather. I think if Zay Flowers is available, I think then you have the opportunity to run it twice. You can run it with a guy like Sims or Wallace, and then you can run it with a guy like Zay Flowers or even Bateman, because they're not expecting Bateman to get the ball on these jet sweeps. Giving it to players that aren't expected to get the ball. Like, I feel like if we put Keaton Mitchell in the game, put him in the slot, they're immediately thinking it's going to be a give to him. So I think if we're able to give it some unexpected personnel looks with the jet sweep, that bodes well for us.
Okay. Patrick Ricard, give him the ball.
Let's get Patrick Ricard on a fullback simulated dive.
Yeah. All right. Well, I could see that. I think you're right, by the way, on the under at 1.5. I'd probably want 130. I'd probably want to win 130 on 100 bet that they would go at least with 2 plays. But I think it'll be higher than normal because of the weather.
Yep. Moving on to my next point. I have the Ravens tendency breakers versus the Bills game plan. I phrase it this way because we all know what the Ravens are going to do come this Sunday. They're going to want to establish the run with Henry. They're going to want to run, run, run. And if you can't stop it, Lamar is going to make the play. I want them to be able to have Buffalo on their heels to start the game. Because if you're able to get them discombobulated in their sense of, are they going to call a run or are they going to call a pass? Now the defense literally doesn't know what to do. They're taking false steps on the play fakes. They're not reading the right.
Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it is common. Luckily, I'm here to provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Men value many different things about their appearance. But if you're a guy who really cares about your hair and find that it's slowly going away, you might be feeling discouraged when you look in the mirror. And that's where Hims comes in. Check out their personalized hair loss solutions, and you can start seeing your hair grow back in as little as 3 to 6 months. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers. And they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Holes. I think if the Ravens are able to come out and have some good tendency breakers on the first drive, that could set the tone for the rest of the game. A good tendency breaker was like the first matchup against the Steelers, where likely busted wide open up the sidelines, things of that nature. The fake Henry toss right, and we've had multiple different schemes coming out of that bunch formation. I think continuing to work off of our most used formation and plays and building something different in. I think Todd Monken's already doing that, but this game is the game, I think. I think if we're able to get past Buffalo, the next round isn't going to be a walk in the park, but I feel like the confidence from this Buffalo game will just carry us into the AFC Championship game.
You know, the two times previously that the Ravens have won the Super Bowl, they went in as big dogs in their divisional game, and they won their key game there. I would say their key game there. In 2000, they went into Tennessee, beat them as a 6-point dog, and that was very simply the only team that could stay on the field with the Ravens, that even deserved to be on the field with the Ravens that season. In 2012, of course, they won that incredible divisional game.
Yep.
I think this game, it could be either of those. It could be a game where there's all kinds of problems kicking, and there are some big plays on special teams. There are some big, you know, an interception or something really defines the game. That's certainly always a possibility when you play in conditions like this in Buffalo. Or it could also be a game that's more like the track meet we saw in 2012 in that divisional game where they ran up a lot of score. That game, it's kind of overrated as a track meet because that game had two, you know, punt and a kickoff return touchdown from Holiday, and it had the, you know, otherwise they didn't have as much offense.
And
as
an interception return by Corey Graham.
Interception return by Corey Graham. That's right. He ran that in. Yeah. So it was definitely a combination of things and not all offensive track meeting.
Yep.
All right. I'll go to my last point here, and that's the Ravens versus themselves. They can't afford to be dragged down by the weather in this game. And it's not an easy thing to ask because Jackson has almost zero experience in cold weather. He's played in 10 games career at 36 degrees or below. I think the low is 27 in that game in Kansas City. They lost in the rookie year in overtime. Yep. That was when Mahomes had the 4th-and-9 completion to Tyreek Hill to extend their drive in regulation that allowed them to tie it. Yeah. You know, the impact of turnovers and flags in a game like this will be magnified tremendously. So if you have penalties and you get in first and 20 situations on holding, or you have illegal man downfield, which, you know, forces you to replay your 15-yard play, 15-yard gain. It's just magnified in this weather to an unbelievable degree. The Ravens are going to need to pull every trick, as we mentioned in other places, to keep their horizontal game going in the run game. They use every horizontal trick they have. They've got a lot of them. They've got counters. They've got motion. They've got duo blocking if that's what they want to do to go to more gap. They've got the ability to use the pistol with Henry and treat it a little bit differently, make Lamar an outside threat. They've got the read option, of course, in terms of all that presents and some of the ways that's worked, obviously, this season. But they've got to also make good use of horizontal space in the passing game, because I don't think they're going to be able to throw the ball down the field a lot with the kind of wind we're expecting. Drew Geyer was on the show on Know Your Foe, and he said, whatever they tell you for wind, it's always 5 miles an hour higher. So if they tell you it's 9 or 14, then it's probably 14 or 19. and that definitely affects wind chill and how cold it's going to feel, which I think is going to be something the Ravens are unfamiliar with. Really didn't like the hearing that they practiced inside yesterday, by the way. And they said the fields were frozen outside. Well, if they think, you know, what's happening in Baltimore right now, where it's, you know, right around freezing, it's 29 to 30 degrees kind of thing. Okay, yeah, the fields are cold, but that's a lot. Those are balmy conditions relative to what they're going to be playing in on Sunday.
Yeah, and I think I understand your preservations about Lamar Jackson and the cold and him being from South Florida, but I think you might be a little bit too hard on him. Ryan Mink put out a graphic showing, I think, all games that Lamar has played in, I think, sub 36 Fahrenheit.
And he's 1-8 out of 10.
Hey, 8-2, and the only two losses, like you said, was the one in Kansas City and the one in Buffalo. I think he's shown it to the extent that he can get the job done. And even those two games, the Kansas City game, they were neck and neck, and that was his rookie year. And then the Bills game, I mean, we all know what happened then. But I do agree with you. I think I don't want to see I just want us to make sure we hold on to the ball. That ball gets heavy in the cold, catching the ball gets harder. Everything is just a little more attention to detail when you're in the cold. So I really don't want to see the ball get on the ground early, especially from a guy like Henry, because I feel like if a guy like Henry fumbles, that really deflates the team. Every time I feel like he's fumbled, it's deflated the team, and the only time he's done it was the Steelers game. And we really couldn't get back on offense on track until, like, the last drive. But it's going to be crucial that we can control the ball and not give it away against these Bills teams who, against the Broncos, they were able to get a couple turnovers and break the game wide open late in the game. If the Ravens are able to keep the game tight like the Broncos were able to do last week, it could be a different story.
Yeah, that's good. I in agreement on that. Frazier, is there anything else you look at in this game that is just, it's that X factor that you'd like to see for the Ravens offense?
I think it's Isaiah Likely. I think he's the guy that can bust the game wide open. I'm assuming this guy, Taron Johnson, is going to be against Andrews, which would be the smart thing. And I don't know who they're going to – Milano, maybe?
Yeah, he would be the guy. He's a good coverage, weak side linebacker who's been basically hurt the last 2 years. Doesn't have a lot of great play in the books during that time.
Yeah, and I think minus from the regular game plan, which is Henry Lamar, we're going to need the supporting cast to step up. And I think Andrew likely was that guy last week with the big catch in the last drive of the second half or first half. And just he's been good in the run game. He's been great in the pass game. His connection with Lamar is almost on Andrews' level. I think if they want to key in on Andrews, they're going to be in a boatload of trouble because it's just going to be a replay at Kansas City to begin the year. Likely he's going to have a breakout game. And we're going to be on our way to the AFC Championship game.
Well, I like that choice as a guy who, you know, not a lot of people are picking. I think what he could contribute to the run game could be 35 or 40% of his value in a game like this, where he is outside and getting those good level two and level three block opportunities.
How about you?
I like yours, actually. I'm not finding the need to come up with a second one. If I wanted to, maybe Tylan Wallace, unexpected hero kind of thing. Wallace has been a good run blocker also. He had a huge play on the Ravens. It was first and 20, right after the holding penalty. And then they immediately it was second and 20 after the sack. So that's a huge play. I mean, second 20 as opposed to first 20 is even a big difference. But then he also had good run blocks in the game. And the Ravens on that drive start off with a sack minus 10 and still have a four-play touchdown drive that ends with Henry's 44-yard run. That was really a great retort to that Steelers' first touchdown that they scored. So it was the one, I think, where the game seemed, again, completely sealed at that point.
And I think I've been tooting Tylan Wallace's horn all year. I think he's been that guy that we need to step up in that third, fourth receiver role. He's capable. He can make plays. He can make big catch. It was interesting. It was like Nelson Aguilar ran off the sideline for one play and made a big play and then never been seen again. Good to see him make that play. Hands catch, I might add. No double catching on this one. But I think the Ravens have a good – they have a good formula going in terms of tight end, running back, and receiver mixture. I mean, last week was almost flawless, and we didn't really see any receiver play. Bateman with the big catch and Wallace. And then Aguilar, that's about it. And then we had some sprinkles with Sims and number six.
Anthony Miller.
One catch by Miller.
The drive right before the half where they had the two runs for 8 yards for Henry – Steelers call a timeout, basically thinking they might get the ball back and try to force the play call. Both were factors. And then the Ravens drive up the field for a touchdown with six different passes to six different targets, all being complete, throwing out that spike that was in there to stop the clock, finishing off with the escape artist and the pass to Hill. That was a thing of utter beauty. Yep. There's not a drive that I'm more fond of that I can think of quickly in Ravens history that meets that. Although if there was one, it might be the 13 run drive also from the same game.
That too. The only thing I could think about close to that drive was when the Ravens scored two touchdowns in less than 2 minutes against the Browns in 2019 on the last game of the year. Both Andrews. They flew down the field and like.
Yes. Okay. So one of them was high back right corner end zone, play a ball that Lamar shouldn't have thrown. it was a completion. All right. Outstanding stuff, Frazier. Always great doing this show with you. Tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
Frazier and I will be back next week, we hope, to do a matchups preview for that AFC Championship game. If not, it's been a lot of fun bringing to you this season. Thanks for listening. Please like and subscribe if you're on YouTube, and otherwise show a friend. For Frazier Tapar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes.
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.